I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 14th. A portion of the Adams National Historical Park in Quincy will reopen next month. The Adams birthplaces on Franklin Street in South Quincy will be open for tours from Wednesdays through Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. beginning August 4th. The Old House on Adams Street, the Visitor Center in Quincy Center, and the trolley tours will remain closed. Family and friends of 18-year-old Priscilla Bonica of Quincy recently held a fundraiser to help her family with medical costs as she is treated for a serious blood disorder. The cornhole and kickball tournaments at Lebreck Field on Howes Neck raised several thousand dollars as the family hopes to find a bone marrow donor that can save the teen's life. Veterinarians amputated a leg from the abused dog that was found abandoned in Randolph early Monday. Skippy is at the Norfolk, Massachusetts Animal Control and Shelter and is expected to make a full recovery. Police are searching for the dog's owner and abuser. Wollaston Beach in Quincy is one of several state-run beaches that have unhealthy water for a large percentage of the time that it's tested. A new report says Norfolk County beaches had the highest percentage of unsafe swimming days. The main branch of the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center reopens to the public today after a carpet replacement project. The library will be open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 9, Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. Sunday hours will resume after Labor Day. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, July 14th.